from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, this is Bob Pompiani. Can't come to the phone right now.
Don't you just have to laugh when a plane goes to hell? Here I come in to the show today thinking, okay, all right, we got Mark Boley coming on at 7:30. People want to know what he's got going on. His life is up in the air. People love Mark. Got Chris Carter behind the scenes looking at Steelers practice. He's going to join us at 8. Now, you had booked Sal Capaccio, one of the great football writers in this country, for 8:35. For whatever reason, I thought that was 9:35, and we just blew right through his segment. But fear not, our show shall be saved by the great, perhaps dean of Pittsburgh broadcasters in this town, Bob Pompiani, who's scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock. Well, we got the music. We don't have the Bob. We are Bobless now, so we are getting Belfont snorkeled by Bob Pompiani. We no longer can get Sal Capaccio because he is in production
Pompiani
meetings.
Can't get to your phone call right now, please. Leave
and now we got this. Guy. Now we got the Bob Pompiani answering machine.
Can we leave him a message from the show?
I would love to leave him a message. That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just don't let his phone number get out there publicly, Callis. And I realize that you just cleverly made sure that that was omitted there. Let's just not screw that up. We don't need Bob getting hundreds and hundreds of phone calls from the Pittsburgh listening community.
Yes.
Hey, this is Bob Pompiani. Can't get to your phone call right now. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob. This is the Fan Morning Show. You were supposed to call in, but you didn't.
You didn't call in? Bob, what are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Call us back, 412-928-9370. On that fan hotline, Bob, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? We're calling an audible.
Messing up.
We're calling an audible. So Mike Tomlin spoke yesterday. Who's going to play and how much?
Our mindset regarding the first team or the first wave of terror, if you will. Last week they played about 2 series, roughly, offensively and defensively. We have a mindset of playing roughly 4 this time around. But that's subject to change based on what it is that we see. If they're highly effective and productive and we get good quality work, we might move on from them to get more of an exposure to the other guys. And so that's a template in which we work. It's not etched in stone. We had a 2-series mentality last time out. This time out, we kind of got a 4-series mentality.
So there you have it. Starter's going to play 4 series unless they're really kicking butt. And as we know, last year they kicked butt. I don't know if I would do it that way. Not to quibble and get in the weeds too much on what is the second preseason game here, but last season, Kenny, bang, perfect, 158-3. The Buffalo game, the offense looked unstoppable. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest show on turf.
Mm-hmm.
You had Jaylen Warren with a 70-yard run. You had Kenny Pickett dropping dimes right into the breadbasket. I mean, there was a sideline throw Kenny made where if he had jogged down the field and handed the ball to the wide receiver, he couldn't have put it in a better place. And so, okay, you get the starters out. I don't know that you go based on success. If I were running the team, I think I would go, we need our guys to get working. Give them four series. Good, bad, or ugly. No more than four, fine. You don't want to risk too much injury. But if they perform well, if the offense is humming, I want to see as many snaps as possible. At least I would in a game-like scenario.
Mm-hmm. You know, like I said yesterday, all rhythm-based things. And there's things that you could find out without having the success of a preseason quarter that you could check off on your list. It's you know, the offensive line playing together, seeing what that combination could be for the start of the season, knowing that Faltanu may be out and Broderick at right and, you know, and Dan Moore at left. And there's things that you can absolutely check off without having the success in ways. Now, I know people want to watch and be excited because football season is here and you want to see, you know, Russell Wilson throw the moonshots. You want to see George Pickens jump up over somebody in the red zone by the goalpost and score a touchdown. But there are little things that you could find out about your starting unit that may not look like success, but it's a success for where the individuals need to be in order to run a competent offense moving on.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're not going into the game going, we got to put up 10 points in these first three drives. They're going into the game thinking, all right, you need to watch this, you need to watch this, you need to watch this. I'm wondering what people are looking for tonight, apart from quarterback, because we've talked a bunch about that already today at 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee until we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What are you looking for tonight? Who are you in particular paying attention to tonight? We'd love to hear from you. We don't have anybody this hour. We were supposed to have, I thought, two guests. Really, we were only supposed to have one. Well, guess what? We have zero. So give us a ring. What are you looking to see? And I guess the game's tomorrow. What are you looking forward to seeing in tomorrow night's game, Steelers-Bills preseason game number two, the dress rehearsal, 412-928-9370. While we wait for the calls on that, Mike Tomlin said something yesterday that, to me, seems like a change. And that is, when he was talking about Justin Fields, he talked about him in a way he didn't talk about any of his quarterbacks last year.
You know, I don't want to diminish his natural instincts. I've been really pleased with what I've seen in that regard. I think the two-minute drill and what you saw today was reflective of that. What I don't want to do is take away a natural act. That guy's got some natural abilities in that area. It's our job to properly direct it and make sure that it's an asset to him and to us. That's the mentality that we all have. It's been good thus far. I'm not going to overmanage or micromanage it.
Not to go back to Kenny, I don't think that that's what they did. I don't think they came in and said, Kenny, go be you. We're going to let you be you as a rookie, and then we're going to develop off of that. And a lot of rookie quarterbacks are afforded that opportunity. You come into really bad situations. First-round quarterbacks, you're first-rounders for a reason. They're picking in the first round, top 10, generally, for a reason. And you're going to let those guys go out there and play football. The biggest mistake, I think, in that whole process was they thought they could win that year. And ultimately, we know they did not make the playoffs. They were hot down the stretch, hot in quotations. They were winning games. But instead of saying, Kenny, let's see what you got, and then we'll rein him back in, they immediately just put the handcuffs on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn the ball over. We're going to hand it off a bunch, and we're going to play defense. And if we don't, if you don't turn the ball over, we're going to win games. I thought the word Tomlin just used there with Fields is micromanaging. He doesn't want to micromanage. I thought he micromanaged to a T with Kenny Pickett.
And you know what that means? That means that they were telling us what they really thought about Kenny and that he wasn't as talented as they thought he was. I mean, whenever you have to micromanage, whenever you have to put parameters around something, that means you're trying to hide. And whenever there's true talent, and I'm speaking from, you know, maybe the Steelers' point of view, that
you know, now you have some true talented guys that could actually go out there and win you football games at that position. They were telling us that they don't feel that Kenny had those attributes that Russell Wilson or Justin Fields has, that they feel more comfortable letting them be them because that's what got them to where they're at. And they've shown that in the NFL. Justin Fields wasn't great throughout the first couple of years in Chicago, but he showed some serious
You saw real talent, flashes.
Some serious talent. Yeah. I think they were telling us that, yeah, we don't know if Kenny has that full gamut of talent, so we got to hide him.
I am happy that that's the path that they're now taking with Justin Fields, and I'm hoping that that's just a learning experience for them. Because if you try to put Justin Fields in some sort of box, you're not going to get...
No, you're not going to get the full version.
No, no. And if you're not going to let him be Justin Fields, you shouldn't have acquired him in the first place. So I was encouraged to hear that. And Jerry Dulac said he thinks it's going to be Russ for two series, and then it's going to be Justin Fields for two series. What do you make of that? 412-928-9370. We'll talk about that. We'll take some calls coming up next. What are you looking forward to? Which players are you looking forward to seeing? Who are you keeping an eye on in preseason game number two tomorrow night, Steelers and Bills? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The company, still no word from Pomp. I hope he's okay. Here's what I texted him yesterday, 1:20 p.m.,
Hey, Bob.
Are you able to do 9 a.m. tomorrow? Thank you. Yes, with 2 exclamation points. I said thank you, and he said welcome. Fast forward to today, no Bob Pompiani. And Callis said, if you guys are struggling, you could do X, Y, or Z. First of all, we ain't struggling.
Nah.
Because we are the dang Fan Morning Show, and we brings the ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
I did used to work with somebody who shall remain nameless, that if they got Belfont snorkeled, if they had a guest that would not call in or not answer their phone, would literally throw papers in the air, take their headset off, and be like, "We'll be back after this. We're gonna find them. We'll be back." They'll lose their mind.
Couldn't adapt.
Could not adapt.
Wow.
Could not roll with the punches.
Couldn't counter.
Could not do it. This job, yes, interviewing is important, and having guests that people love and people love Bob. We love Bob. Is important. People are here for us.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I don't love about all this, though, is the awkward conversation that I know I'm going to have with Pomp later. Uh-oh. Or perhaps in about 15 seconds.
Bang.
Bang. Because now we have Pompey Annie on the horn. Callis, quit talking to Pomp. Just put him right on the air. But throw my papers in the air. Amateur hour around here. Hello, Pomp. How are you, buddy?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Pomp, you sound like death warmed over. Are you okay?
You're not on the air right now, are you?
We are on the air right now, Pomp.
Did you just delete me?
Yeah, we bleeped you, Pomp. We bleeped you. You're fine. You're okay. Nobody. I don't think picked up on that except for us. So you're good. You just mumbled your way through it. So how are you doing, Pomp?
I'm tired. I was up late last night trying to figure out Buffalo because they keep adding and subtracting players. So I was trying to figure that all out, and it took me a while to get information. So.
All right, Pomp. So who you looking?
How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We were reacting a little bit earlier to Jerry Dulac. He's surmising, and we know Jerry knows things and hears things from people, that while the starters are going to play four series, he thinks it's going to be Russ for two and then Justin for two with the starters. What do you make of that if that's what we see?
I think mostly that what that would be is just Mike Tomlin being cautious about Russell Wilson's calf. The one thing they don't want to happen is that calf to get worse, and it could get worse. You know, there are a lot of previous injuries some quarterbacks or just regular NFL football players have had with calf injuries, and sometimes they appear to be fine. If you throw them in, things can happen. So I think it's more probably precautionary. He wants to give them some time, but I don't know if I'd read anything into that. I'm still of the belief that Russell Wilson will start on September the 8th.
Pomp, do you see any evidence of maturity with George Pickens throughout this training camp? I feel like, you know, whenever we heard him talk the other day, it just seems like his head is in the right path and has a vision of, you know, if I go out and do my job, that I could get paid like an IU could possibly get paid this year. Do you feel that he is growing up right in front of our eyes?
You know, Dorn, I think that's true of any young kid coming into the league. It takes a while to figure it all out. And I think he's motivated more by just the talk that he's heard a lot about Ayuk and money, perhaps. But I think he's put it on the field. And from what I can tell, and from, you know, listening and reading a lot of people who've been up there every day, I've managed to be up there a few days, but not like these guys are up there every day. So, and they're impressed by what he's been able to do. Getting over the middle, making things happen. Now, a lot of it is 7-on-7. A lot of it is with not, you know, true defensive alignments and that sort of thing. But what I think is that he realizes this is his time. He has to do it this year and next year, and I think he is motivated by that.
Zach Frazier should be the starting center tomorrow night. Herbig's been dealing with an injury. Mike Tomlin did leave the door ajar. Do you think this is the beginning of a long and fruitful career for the West Virginia man, Pomp?
Oh, I can see how your tone of voice changes when you
talk
about
shoehorn that in every time I can. Yes,
that when he said the pride of the West Virginia man, and all of a sudden everybody came there. Yes, I do. I think he's really good, and I think they've known that for a while. I like guys who've been in the program for a long time, Adam. And he's been down there. He's worked well with it. He's really good in the run game. I think he's just one of those guys who loves doing what he does. And so, yes, I think I think he's going to make an impact right off the bat. I do.
How about Corey Trice? I think I asked you this last week and how he's having a pretty good camp. I think that spot is still open for grabs. A lot of people don't think it. They think it's Dante Jackson's spot. But I think that Corey Trice at some point this coming season could take over that starting job. I mean, he's built like Joey Porter Jr. He's a bigger guy, and that's what the Steelers want. But are you expecting to see him tomorrow night take that next step and to show up on the field and make some more plays that he has, you know, throughout training camp?
I think the key there, Doran, is that what you said was this coming season. I don't think it's going to happen right off the bat. I think Jackson is going to be the starter for a lot of reasons. He's been there, done that. They acquired him in that trade. I don't think anyone just not start him. But I do think Trice, at this point, is more like, you know, testing everything out. I don't know what it's like to come back from an injury. You do. Adam, you don't need to come back from injuries before. I mean, to do what you do, right? I mean,
my back has hurt for 10 years, and I've never recovered.
You complain.
Yeah.
But it affects the way you sit. Therefore, it affects the way you talk because you're feeling the pain. But you battle through it. But I think in Trice's case, he has to, he really has to just get comfortable with the fact that it's okay. That, you know, that injury is not going to be a problem for him. And I can only imagine that when you have one of those, that you're going to be sensitive. It's not like, you know, you just everyday person walking around, all of a sudden you have a sore leg on the left side and you're favoring the right side. And because of it, your right side gets sore. I think in an athlete's case, they got to make sure that everything's right. The only way you do it is by getting reps. He's getting more of them, and I think that will eventually dissipate and it'll help him.
I feel like I need to reset that we're talking to Bob Pompeiani because it sounded like you chewed some rocks last night, Bob. So Bob Pompeiani joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, and I mean that, no disrespect. You should hear me when I wake up in the morning. Actually, matter of fact, everybody does. All right, Pomp. So I don't know if it's because I set the bar so low, but I actually was a little bit impressed by the Steelers wide receivers last week. Did you feel the same way watching them?
Well, Adam, I think you were absolutely right. I think especially Van Jefferson. That's a guy I really think just seized an opportunity here. He knows what's lurking out there, what may or may not happen. But I also think he knows this could be a great situation. He spent time. He doesn't have a resume that blows you away. But he spent time with Arthur Smith like a lot of the guys on this roster have done. I think he gained an appreciation for what he does. He sees an opening. Sometimes all you need is an opportunity. And, you know, you could be in a system where you never get one, and therefore you never get the time on the field. Well, he's taken full advantage of that to this point. Now, can he be the guy who can be opposite? Can he make plays when people are double-covering George Pickens or, you know, not putting their defense necessarily on his plate? Yes, I think he can be that guy. I also think the same applies to Calvin Austin. Now, whether he takes it into the regular season, we'll see, and how many opportunities he gets. But I think he also knows this is a time for more playing time in his career, so you better take advantage of it.
You think Ayuk's coming?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Does anyone know? I mean, seems like they're very close on a deal, and I think that's their preference is to keep him there because they do have a really good roster, and this is a tough thing to win every now and then. A Super Bowl, look how long it takes for some teams. Some teams have never done it. They may just see this window is now for them, and they want to get it before Purdy gets a lot of money. Before they're just going to have to pay people. Simple. And there's a way to do it, and I think this would have happened already to Pittsburgh if they weren't willing to consider all the money involved. And I think they've moved up to where he wants them to be. Whatever that one last thing has to be done, I don't know what that is, but it sounds to me like that's going to happen.
Pomp, we appreciate you coming on, man. Seriously, we love you. You're the best. You got to get your rest. It's all good.
I could only imagine how you guys tormented me knowing that I was still sleeping.
Oh, we crushed you.
Oh, and it was about to get so much worse before you called in.
Right.
Well, thanks for your patience and thanks for switching your own program on.
No, you are the man. Thank you, Pomp, and have a good broadcast tomorrow.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Pomp.
See you. Pompeiani. Professional.
Yes. I do have something next.
Thank God. I mean, geez, thank God you got something. I've been turned for a loop here. And, like, let's just call it what it is, dude. Bob trying to slip in expletives.
I mean, at that point, like, if I like, wake up and I'm so tired and I look at my voicemail and I hear that voicemail, I'm just shooting either you, me, or Callis a text saying, sorry, I messed up. I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, but he is Bob Pompeiani, and he is one of the best. And he's like, you know what? Even though I sound like somebody that smoked a pack of cigarettes last night, I'm still going to come on and give my best.
That's when someone texted in. I thought Bob was Jim Leland when I first turned it on.
I just woke up.
He didn't need to tell us.
No.
We know Bob. You know what my play would have been? This will tell you what a skeezball I am. 10:05. Oh, guys, sorry, just woke up.
Yep.
That's the play,
right?
Slept
through the alarm.
So you got something next. You want to give us a little hinsky?
It has to do with football.
Very good. Doran's football topic when we come back. And we want you back after this break. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening with UPMC today. Check out the video Callis just put up of us leaving a voicemail for Bob Pompeiani, who we thought was blowing us off, but we were delighted to have him join us in the last segment. I think that would, unfortunately, sorry, Bob, today that would make you social media's biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Bob, a great man and a good sport. There is an Adam Schefter, Brandon Ayuk report. No deals have been made, but the latest on Brandon Ayuk, we can get to you here in a couple of minutes. Doran, you said you had something here, and I didn't know if you were lying or not. So now here it comes, baby. Let's hear this thing. Let's hear this take. Let's hear this topic.
Well, I feel like I'm the only one that feels like Corey Trice. This could be a significant moment, as we talked about significant moments for a lot of players throughout the show today and in preseason, that there will be a point where if he keeps growing, that he could take over that left corner or right corner spot, the second corner spot opposite side of Joey Porter Jr. And I think that that is the best scenario for the Steelers, because then you could put Dante Jackson in his normal spot, which he was drafted for, as a nickel corner. I know that doesn't bode well for you, because Beanie Bishop would now be a backup, but then that just creates so much more depth. And that's what you've been looking for. And we've said it all offseason that the Steelers need to go look for a corner. Maybe they need to sign back Patrick Peterson. Maybe they need to look at Stephon Gilmore. If Corey Trice, and, you know, if he can get up to speed and take over that spot, you got 2 6'2" corners on both sides. And then you could put a guy like Dante Jackson, who's had a pretty good camp, that is a veteran that can run in the nickel spot, and have Beanie Bishop be that backup guy. And then you have Deshaun Elliott, you got KZ, and you got Minkah.
Sutton eventually.
Like, that's a nice unit.
Even if he just plays well and is the primary backup for Dante Jackson, I think you're in a much better spot than you were coming into camp.
But can Corey Trice play nickel? I don't think so.
He's not built that way.
He's not built that way. So you would rather have it, even if he does create depth at the corner spot, I would rather have it flipped, because now you have extra depth. You have the guy that can play two spots. You have Dante Jackson can play inside and outside at any times.
I am with you. And if you are talking purely body type, Dante Jackson looks like a slot corner.
He does, yes.
He does. Hasn't played it. Coming out of college, that's what he was kind of earmarked as. He goes, Carolina, plays on the outside, and he considers himself an outside corner, but who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I do think if Corey Trice doesn't get hurt last year, I think you probably don't have Dante Jackson right now. Because just think about how ravaged they were in the secondary. Trenton Thompson played 6 games, started a game, actually had a big interception for them, but he would not have been on the field if they had Corey Trice. I'm not sure Corey would have been in play early in the season, but he would have been in play late in the season, thus furthering his development, and they already feel good about him now. They drafted him thinking he's a third-round caliber player.
Yes.
But because of the injuries, which then happens immediately again, that's why he fell.
Yes.
Not unlike Peyton Wilson. So I like where your head's at with this. If he can be a guy, now you've got options. If Beanie can be a guy, now you've got options.
You got 3 young guys.
Well,
that can just—I mean, that's pretty good.
They're telegraphing what they want to be. Like, not so much with the Dante Jackson, but you draft JPJ, you draft Corey Trice. These are big guys.
Yes.
These are longer guys.
You know how hard it is to get off the ball and like run routes against a guy that's long like that? They don't even have to be. It is a difference of going against a normal corner that you think of, like a 5'10", 5'11 corner. Then you have a 6'2 guy that's the same height as you with long arms. It's way harder to run routes.
Oh, I bet.
Way harder to get open. And I just love that, to close my eyes and envision Joey Porter Jr. on one side and Corey Trice at 6'2", 200 pounds, and can run and are long. Man, good luck.
We are talking hypothetically. I still look at this as the sore spot maybe of the entire team, that and wide receiver. And I'm not sure Buffalo is the best test for this either.
I know. I was just thinking that too.
Right? Because Carter was talking about it when we had him on at 8 o'clock. Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette, not Chris Carter, who played wide receiver at a Hall of Fame level in the NFL. He said the Steelers DBs, what he saw in practice yesterday, had their way with Buffalo. Which,
If I'm a Bills fan and I heard that, I wouldn't be all that excited.
Well, first wave of terror, if you will.
I'm sure that they aren't. I mean, whenever Diggs got traded, like, they've been in the dumps, and then they had to.
You like Kansas City jump ahead of you to draft a wide receiver, too.
And that, too. And then you had to cut some guys. You lost your center. You know, it's an uphill battle for Buffalo this year.
I am. If I'm tiering the positions that I'm most watching tomorrow, throw quarterback away. We're all watching quarterback. Everyone's eyes are on the quarterback. I want to see Zach Frazier. I want to see Broderick Jones. I want to watch those guys. Then I'm looking wide receiver. Because I do think they played well last week. And then I am looking at the cornerback position. We'll give you our players of the game. Who will we be talking about on Monday? We'll do that coming up in the next segment. But Peyton Wilson's a guy that Mike Tomlin mentioned in his press conference. He was the guy that you said we'd be talking about last week. And then we were. He had a really good game. Paraphrasing here, Mike Tomlin said he was active, trusting his instincts. He wants him to be, again, paraphrasing here, reading his keys, assignment football. And because you did kind of see that with him all over the place.
Yep.
And I mean that like a Tasmanian devil in a good way. So just start to channel that a little bit more.
Tighten it up.
Mm-hmm. Tighten it up.
Because in the NFL, unless you're Troy Polamalu, if you are erratic and you are like that, opens up lanes, that opens up gaps, that opens up passing lanes. I mean, it doesn't. It only takes one step to be off, and then some. And you know, a guy like Jaylen Warren to put his foot in the ground and be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to be tight. Got to tighten up.
We saw it with Shazier early in his career too, and even late in his unfortunately injury shortened career. You know, he's gonna guess. He's gonna gamble. He's gonna make the play a lot too. You ready for the Adam Schefter Brandon Ayuk report? He was here yesterday. He was at practice, Adam Schefter was, and then he went and saw Bruce Springsteen in concert. He said the 49ers have made it pretty clear that they intend to keep Brandon Ayuk.
He just said that?
He said this yesterday.
Okay.
Now, maybe I'm just hoping this is the case. I think they doth protest too much. We want him so bad, we want him so bad, we want him so bad. Why isn't the contract done? We want him. He's here. He's now gone to practice two straight days. Cross them T's and dot the I's. Put your money literally where your mouth is then. I'm not buying it, man. If they were this close on Ayuk, if they really intend on keeping him, they would never have let it get to this point. And now that they are at this point, they would have gotten it done. And so my read is, from a public relations standpoint, and I said this yesterday, and this makes me feel so even more, they probably know they're trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they know their fans are going to be ticked off about it. So why not put, we tried, and you put all the blame, all the onus on Ayuk. So ultimately, when you do deal him for a price that Niners fans aren't going to be excited about, you can say, hey, we were the second one. We were the second ones in on Jazz Chisholm. You do that kind of move.
Right.
You know? I think that's what's happening here.
I just can't see a scenario where you tell a guy that he can go seek a trade and talk to teams. That tells me that you're both willing to part ways with each other. And then to come back to the table, it's like, all right, well, you kind of were like, you don't want me. I can go search around. And now you want me? Like, what?
Right. You know what? That kind of sounds like, just hearing you say it, is when you have this couple that's been married for a long time and they say, let's separate. You go live there. I'll go live there. And then Jimmy and Joe's are coming in everybody's house. And then, and then the marriage doesn't work out.
Right.
You know, let's go see what else is out. Let's spend some time apart. I feel like there's probably a lot more failure stories than success stories.
No doubt.
That's what it sounds like to me. All right. Who will we be talking about on Monday in our reaction to preseason game number 2? We'll give our predictions when we come back. 50-minute mark in the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Who will we be talking about on Monday? Which Steeler is going to stand out? Last week, Doran said Peyton Wilson. I think that one hit. Who you got this week, Big Dow?
I think it's very obvious, right? Who I just talked about. Corey Trice.
Corey
Trice will have an interception, and he will lock down a lot of the receivers on Buffalo, and he'll have a fantastic game, and he'll just keep inching his way to being a starter. I'm calling it right now. That's my hypothetical for the season. Maybe not the first game, but whenever they come back to Pittsburgh, against who? The Chargers?
Week three.
I think he'll be the starter.
Against one of the worst receiving corps in the NFL.
I think that his, like, he will beat out Dante Jackson. I don't think Dante Jackson's going to play bad, but I think that Corey Trace, it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. And he'll get some moments, and then they'll just be like, you're our guy.
You're banging the drum.
Yep.
You're banging the drum. You said Justin Fields and Russ Wilson would be here.
Mm-hmm.
You've hit on other predictions that now escape my brain.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Peyton Wilson last week. I'm saying, and it, don't kill me for this, because it would...
And Hayward last week. He was my offensive guy.
That's true.
He scored a touchdown.
And apparently, Russ loves him, according to just about everybody covering the team. Russ is utilizing Connor Hayward an awful lot. I'm going to go sort of obvious, but maybe not. Russ Wilson's getting the start. I'm going Justin Fields.
Oh, wow.
I think we're talking Fields on Monday.
Wow, that isn't obvious.
Thank you.
That's not where I thought you were going to go.
Thank you. According to Dulac, his read is that, yeah, the starters are playing four series, but it's going to be Russ for two and Justin for two. What did Justin Fields do in the two-minute drill? How about this? How about this? You like when I do that, Doran? Justin Fields capped off that two-minute drill against Buffalo with a 30-yard scramble for a touchdown. Mike Tomlin, in his press conference leading into the game just yesterday, said he wants Fields to be Fields. They don't want to put him in a box. I think you're going to see more of the electricity from Fields in this game than you did the last game.
Okay. I like it.
You got Donnie Football in for the guys coming up next. Can't wait to talk football with everyone on Monday. Doran, have a pleasant weekend.
You too.
Callis, tremendous job today. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84, low 67.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.